neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom. He repeats the whole story to his father-in-law, Yitro. He says, "Vayisaper Moshe v'choteno." So now, the question that is asked, what did he tell him exactly? What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Yitro?
Maybe the Makot and Kiryat about the
Mishra'i.
What
did Amalek, the last one, and the
Yamsuf? No, that's what he heard himself and came, right?
I know, but Moshe Rabbeinu told him the whole story.
What should he tell him?
Why
did he come? It says, Vayishma Yitro, he heard. What did he hear? Right, good. So he heard and came.
Yes.
He came for what? To become a? To become a? To become a Yehudi. Good. So now he says that Moshe told them some other things, or the same thing. What did he tell him? What did he tell him?
He told him how Hashem, what did wrestling with the ocean.
And then what happened?
And then Yitro told him Hashem is a true God. Because the same way the Muslim thought that they could get away what they did to Amisrael, Hashem punished him the same way.
But when he came, what was his intention? When he came, what was his intention?
Congratulate Moshe Rabbeinu for what Hashem did for him.
Did he say Baruch Hashem when he came? Or when Moshe told him?
When Moshe told him, he said Baruch Hashem.
Why?
Because then he realized Hashem used the same method that Mesri wanted to use there on Israel.
I know. Whatever force he pulled them to come,
right.
It was not good enough to say Baruch Hashem?
But when the Rav said it once, he said Baruch Hashem, now I can give my daughter back to him.
Good, fine, but he says Baruch Hashem as far as the greatness.
He has to hear it from reliable mouth. That's all when Moshe Rabbeinu told him actually.
So when he came, it was Alaki.
Yes, he doubted or he maybe, I don't know.
Yes?
Was,
yes. No.
So why would he come then?
This is his name, what Alaki?
He brought the wine.
He had a doubt probably in his mind.
That was secondary. No, it was not the main thing. He says he heard he came to become a Yehudi.
Yes.
So Baruch Hashem.
Probably had a doubt in the back of his mind. So when Moshe Rabbeinu told him, then
he came and he had doubt?
Yes, probably.
Hashem. He said Baruch Hashem was not for him. He was the first one to say it for the sake of Amisrael.
I understand. So if he comes, so he says, well, I should say Baruch Hashem. Whatever the phrase that he made. So, but here we see, he said only Baruch Hashem.
After the Moshe Rabbeinu told him what happened.
Yeah.
So why he didn't say before?
But he.
That's what the question is.
But he knew already what happened, no?
I'm sorry?
He already knew what happened.
Say, that's what the question exactly is.
What's the question? Why did you not say it before?
Sorry?
He wanted to make sure that the connection between the Hashem did it specifically for the Yehudim.
I think about it. See, the good thing he didn't go?
Because no, it could have been for Hashem. Of course, he saw that Hashem done it, but he wanted to see because he probably knew that the Yehudim were in Mitzrayim.
Beautiful.
He wanted to see that it's for them specifically.
Very nice. So now Gemara learns from here a very important lesson that to hear from a student is nothing like to hear from the Rav. So that means, what does it mean? Gemara learns from here, how can we say Baruch Hashem? Because here we learn that there's no comparison when you hear it from the Rav, from the teacher, then you really hear it from the student. As a matter of fact, there was a story of a student that he came late to school. So the teacher asked, how come you're late? He says, my grandmother passed away. He said, this is the 5 times you're telling me your grandmother passed away. He said, what can I do? My grandfather keeps marrying. So this is our story. Before we come to the class, we think of what excuse I can make up to leave. So I think, what should I say right now? I have excuse to leave. Today you see people, cell phone, keep making noise. Why? Because this is this group, that group, that group, this group. And tell you, oh, Divrei Torah, Divrei Torah, Divrei Torah, Chizuk. But the puzzling matter here is, you don't see no change, no change, no change at all in them. Why? Because that's what the story is all about. Because the Gemara says that a student is not a student after information, is a student after a scholar. We call him Talmid Chacham. What does it mean? Gemara is teaching us, you're not supposed to download the information. You're supposed to learn from the Rav, how he speaks, how he acts, how he sits, how he walks. It's called Talmid Chacham. But if there is no change is noticeable in you, because you have a big problem. And what is it? Because you don't want to learn from the Rav. You don't want to learn from the Rav. Why? Because you think you have books, you have these groups, you go online and learn the Divrei Torah and so on. But that's not the purpose. And this is an unbelievable thing. You see here, that Yitro doesn't say Baruch Hashem. Why? Because even though that he came, even though that he heard, that there's a Yad Yam Sof, the ocean opened, there was a war of Amalek, but he didn't say Baruch Hashem. Why? Till he heard it from the Rav. When Moshe told him, Vayisaper Moshe Lechoteno, then he was so impacted. Why? Because that's what the whole point here is. If there is no change in you, because you have no desire to learn from the Rav. And that's why you stay in the same thing. Your attitude, your behavior, the way you speak, the way you go, the way you come, is all the same. Why? Because that's how the whole problem here is. Because we're not after information. You have to be a Ben Adam. They call it Insan Vagei. And why you're not Insan Vagei? Because you have no desire to become a Ben Adam. And that's why here we see an unbelievable point. The Gemara says, what do you mean? You're comparing learning from a Talmid, from a book, and from your cell phone, rather than to sit with the Rav and learn from him? But that's what you prefer. Why? Because you don't want any change. You want to stay the same. And that's why you stay the same. And there's no change in you.
But how does it impact Yitro? Yitro accepted and heard prior. So when you heard it from Moshe, what change or what impact?
Yeah, because the way the Rav speaks, even when he speaks worldly matters, as the Gemara says, that Divrei Chulin Shel Talmid Chacham Sarich Iyun. What does it mean? Even though that he talks worldly matters, you have to see how he speaks it. Why? Because he doesn't give any words out of his mouth, even though he thinks twice, three times and filterizes it. But you're not the same, because you, even before you think, you say. Because he is a Talmid Chacham, he's a Rav. But you're not. Why? Because you want to be the way you are. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. When Moshe Avraham Shalom spoke with them, wow, there's such an impact on him. And then he said Baruch Hashem. Not when he heard. Why? Because that's what the whole difference is all about.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.